NATO troops in Macedonia have started collecting weapons from ethnic Albanian militants. They plan to collect a total of 3,300 weapons from the rebels by the end of the 30-day mission. Earlier today, the NATO-led brigade suffered its first casualty. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Skopje.
The death of a 20-year-old British soldier overshadowed much of today's mission. The young serviceman was killed while driving a NATO vehicle just outside Skopje. A group of Macedonian men are suspected of having thrown a large block of concrete into the soldier's car as it was passing under a bridge. Many Macedonians consider NATO to be biased in favor of the rebels. Still, Barry Johnson, spokesman for the NATO-led operation here, said the attack will not disrupt the mission.
We very much mourn the loss of one of our own and are angered by it, but we also understand that we have a very important mission here and are going to continue that mission to help the Macedonian people overcome this conflict that has torn them apart so that more people will not be killed here. So we will continue our mission. We will continue to collect weapons. We are dedicated to this process that we promised to come here and to complete on behalf of the government of Macedonia.
So, at the request of the Macedonian government, some 4,500 NATO troops, mostly British soldiers, will spend the next 30 days collecting arms from rebels at 15 sites around the country. This morning, NATO helicopters landed in the village of Otlia, about 10 miles north of the capital. It's a rebel stronghold in a mountainous part of the country. A contingent of British and French troops started the process of gathering weapons in the operation NATO's dubbed Essential Harvest. NATO spokesman Barry Johnson described today's results, speaking inside a disused airplane hangar in Otlia.
Well, we do have a couple of rows of AK-47s, and behind them some medium and heavier machine guns, some anti-tank weapons, light mortars, some other automatic type weapons, and a variety of munitions.
The soldiers carefully roll bubble wrap around each weapon and place them in wooden crates, where they are hammered shut.
Now they'll take each weapon, record the serial number, catalog its make, the type of weapon, wrap it, and then prepare to transport them to another area, the Krivolak, where the Greek battalion is, which is responsible for holding the weapons and then to be destroyed by a Hungarian unit.
The soldiers collected 400 weapons in total today, about a third of their target for the week. NATO officials are now hoping the Macedonian government keeps to its part of the bargain. Once the gunmen show they're making a serious commitment to disarm, the government's promised to start the process of political reform. Those reforms include recognizing Albanian as an official language in parts of the country and removing any reference to ethnicity from the constitution. The ethnic Albanian rebels, who make up the self-styled National Liberation Army, say they took up arms to highlight the second-class status of their ethnic kin in Macedonia. But hardliners in the government aren't convinced that the weapons collection plan will work. For one, they point out, the rebels could easily rearm. Macedonia's Prime Minister Lupcho Gjorgievski insists the rebels have far more weapons than the 3,300 NATO estimate. But NATO officials believe the rebels are committed to carrying out their pledge to disband once NATO troops leave. They note that, as a sign of goodwill, the guerrillas have released more than a dozen Macedonian hostages since Sunday. Guy Raz, NPR News, Skopje.